In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. What proper events were taking place in Galilee? Events which were beyond the normal experience of mankind. Luke records that when Jesus came to the synagogue in the hometown of Nazareth, he informed his hearers that today, before the very eyes, that this prophecy of Isaiah 61 was being fulfilled. And Mark and Luke inform us that Jesus taught with authority and not in the pedantic fashion of the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus traveled throughout all of Galilee, teaching and sharing the gospel of the coming of the kingdom of God, and also to heal men. And when Jesus returned to Galilee, the house where he was began to be filled with people, who eager to hear his word and to see his deeds, and they did not be disappointed. In the account of this event, Matthew does not include what must have been so tremendously dramatic, namely that the four men opened the rift in front of Jesus so that they could let the paralytic down in front of him. But Matthew gets to the very heart of the matter, and at once in the words of Jesus, he records that Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." The Greek for this important phrase is in the passage. Jesus used a form that was so well known to his hearers, "Your sins are forgiven." This was a very Jewish way of saying that God has forgiven your sins. And here in this context, Jesus is saying, actually, I as the Son of Man, I have the right and I do forgive your sins. But the self-styled experts of the Old Testament, the Pharisees who scribes, were very unhappy with Jesus. They considered that he was speaking rank blasphemy. He was arrogating to himself the power and authority which was only that which God could do. It was only God's right in putting out of Jesus. In their view, Jesus was an adventurer, an opportunist, seeking popularity in the claim and seeking to do it in the easiest possible way. From their viewpoint, he was a mere arrogant blasphemer. And then to demonstrate to these people that they were all wrong, Jesus did that which was so physically dramatic. He told the paralytic, "Get up, take your bed, and walk." And this the man did. This was to positive that Jesus had the right to forgive sins. Maybe we ask today what does all this mean to us. To us who are members of the family from Porter Seminary. To those who may be listening in this morning. And the answer is extremely simple indeed. The common malady of mankind has not changed during these many centuries. Sin still is very rampant in this our world, and yet very truly in your lives and in mine. The parts of the first century is still to those two of us today, of each one of us, when he said, "The good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I don't want to do, that I do." And then he said, "What a miserable man I am." You and I daily sin much. And we're in constant need of God's forgiving grace and the constant blessed assurance that the faith in Jesus Christ is our Savior, our sins are forgiven. And we certainly thank God that through His Spirit, He works mightily in our hearts through His Word, that He brings us ready to repentance of all the sins we commit each day, that He gives us that humble trust and confidence in the graces of God's forgiving grace, expressing Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. To show what the poet we do declare, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." We pray that this may be your and my prayer, each day of our lives, until the end of our days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.